WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Philip Roth's new novel is called I Married a Communist. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says her review should be called I Read a Masterwork.
Last Wednesday night, on the eve of the announcement of the Nobel Prize for Literature, I got a phone message from a New York radio station asking if they could call at 7 the next morning to get my hot-off-the-press critical assessment of the winner's literary merits. I didn't return the call, wisely, as it turns out. I'm not as well-versed in Portuguese magical realist novels as perhaps I should be. In fact, when I first heard the phone message, I turned to a friend and clairvoyantly said, "The Nobel Prize will probably go to somebody I've never heard of. If they ever gave it to Philip Roth, then maybe I'd have a few words to say." Here, I'll take the opportunity to make another prophetic pronouncement. The Nobel Prize will never go to Philip Roth, though it should. He's too coarse, too mean, too comical, too self-referential, too political, too Jewish, or as his detractors have charged, too self-hatingly Jewish to ever ascend to the pantheon of Nobel laureates. I hope history proves me wrong, but Roth isn't helping his candidacy any with his latest reckless performance called I Married a Communist. There's the novel's outlandish 1950s-type drive-in movie title. It's arrogant resurrection of Roth's fictional alter ego, Nathan Zuckerman, as its framing narrator. It's touchy political subject, the 1950s witch hunts. It's nasty, pee-in-your-pants funny, insider swipes at Roth's ex-wife, Claire Bloom, and about 100 other crimes against literary decorum, proportion, and tolerance. I Married a Communist is great, but it's great in Roth's signature way. It's too much. He's always going to irritate too many of the right people. And it's too talky. That's at least one critic's complaint about I Married a Communist. Roth, too talky. That's like saying Shakespeare is too iambic pentameter. Talk, glorious, informed, vivacious, wide-ranging talk is the structural and substantive essence of Roth's novels. Unlike most people I meet in real life, I wish his characters would never shut up. I Married a Communist is composed as a long, impassioned reminiscence about betrayals, personal and political, during the McCarthy era. The novel finds Nathan Zuckerman living a recluse's life in western New England. "I came here because I don't want a story any longer. I've had my story," Nathan tells us. But one day, he runs into a story from his past in the person of Murray Ringgold, his beloved high school English teacher, who at 90 is enrolled at an elder hostel at a nearby college. Murray visits Nathan's cabin every night for 6 nights, and fueled by martinis, Murray the Ancient Mariner passes on the true tale of his brother Ira, who also deeply influenced Nathan when he was a teenager in Newark during the 1950s. Ira was a big shot, a charismatic radio actor known by the stage name Iron Rin. We learn that Ira's early career as an agitprop actor was fostered by the Communist Party, of which he was a card-carrying member. At the height of his fame in the late 1940s, Ira married the celebrated actress Eve Frame, a.k.a. Hava Fromkin, a porcelain doll dead ringer for the former Mrs. Philip Roth. The marriage was doomed from the start by the presence of Eve's sadistic, harp-playing adult daughter. Ira eventually strayed, and to get even, Eve conspired with 2 red-baiting gossip columnists to publish a tell-all book about her marriage called I Married a Communist. Mirrors within mirrors, that's what Roth's fiction is made out of. But there's always a larger purpose than self-display to his reflections. Here, he engages big think issues like the role of art in society and the inevitable treasons built into the parent-child relationship. Along the way, he sketches indelible images of the Italian ward in Newark in the 1920s, and in the audacious final paragraphs of the novel, even makes us see anew the transcendent symbolism of stars in the night sky. Then there are those characters and their talk. Even the walk-ons have unforgettable lines. In recognition of the great debt of pleasure I owe him, I'd like to cede the floor to Nathan's teacher, Murray, the champion talker. Here's a fraction of Murray's very relevant to today riff on how politics changed during the 1950s. I think of the McCarthy era as inaugurating the post-war triumph of gossip as the unifying credo of the world's oldest democratic republic. In gossip we trust. Gossip as gospel, the national faith. McCarthyism as the beginning not just of serious politics, but of serious everything as entertainment to amuse the mass audience. McCarthyism as the first post-war flowering of the American unthinking that is now everywhere. Keep the offensive insights coming, Philip Roth. We need them more than you need the Nobel Prize.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Philip Roth's new novel, I Married a Communist.